with its nuclear program despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and UN. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. I wonder sometimes if there is a connection, if there is a connection to because if there is a connection based on the fact that the things that happen in this state, many of them are so Republican. Is there a connection between Florida and Missouri? A federal judge on Monday said that a new Florida voter registration law is unconstitutional, saying that its stiff penalties for violations threaten free speech rights and political parties were improperly exempted. It took 48 pages for this judge to say that, not only is this voter registration law unconstitutional, state authorities cannot enforce the provisions of the law. They want to fine $250 if someone turns in a voter registration late. $250 for turning it in late. We have much to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen letting you know my show will be on every Thursday from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'll make you think. You may find yourself saying, oh my God, it burns. It only hurt for a minute. See you then.
Everything the engineer would move, when the engineer wanted a bite to eat, he left the monkey sitting on the...
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on the Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Paso para ti, yo ya, a ver, paso para ti.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 1-877. Okay, I'm going to say it, even though it's stupid. I'm going to say it, even though it is just an absurd waste of time. I'm going to say it. Think of all the moments that could have been spent on hours of news reporting that could have been spent on getting to the bottom of what is going on in New Orleans a year after Katrina. Instead, we have been subject to endless hours of speculation on that stupid JonBenet case. And what happens?
Oh, duh, well, the DNA doesn't match.
You think y'all didn't know he didn't do it before that was the most expensive DNA test in the history of DNA testing? How much does it cost to fly first class from Bangkok to Colorado? How much does it cost to munch on caviar and sip champagne? Huh? How much does it cost? The people that approve this ought to be fired. And the people that reported on it also ought to lose their jobs. But they won't. Networks will say, well, you all wanted to hear titillating stories about pedophiles and beauty queens, so they say. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want a toll-free, long-distance me, do that. Do that. Also, if you want to email me, get that done as well. News stations spent hours breathlessly replaying tapes from 10 years ago, breathlessly taking photographs, shoving their cameras in the face of this dude. You know, all anybody had to do was to ask him some details. Ask him some details. First of all, it wasn't a confession. I'm a lawyer. That's not, he didn't confess to killing her. There was no confession. And think of all of the money. Think of all of the money and equipment and specialists. And don't they have one? For crying out loud, don't they have one person that has watched a single episode of CSI? In Colorado, hasn't one person watched CSI? One? I realize that that's an insult to all the people that actually do work with CSI. But for crying out loud, this dude gets a taxpayer's all expense, first class, a trip that you will never take, you will never be able to afford to take, all the way to Colorado. Got his hair done, got his nails done, got all prettied up for the cameras at taxpayers' expense. Now the cops say, well, we needed a mouth swab in order to compare his DNA to the DNA that we had at the crime scene. We need a cotton swab in his mouth, and he didn't want to let us do that. You know what? All you had to do is promise this guy some caviar, and he would have done anything that you said. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Anybody that wanted attention as desperately as this guy did, you could have gotten him to do anything. And the question now becomes, what does the media fixate on now? Oh, it won't be Katrina, will it? It won't be the reality of this administration, will it? Huh. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Gas prices are going down for one reason and one reason only. Can you spell election? You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I want to talk about the Highway 70 shutdown. Remember that when you were in it and they arrested you?
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Okay, but just the amazing thing is that it's a question I want to ask. You was there and you were broadcasting live in the van. Remember that?
I sure do.
How did you get to do that? You know, were you working for the police or who do you know that allows you to be able to get into the paddy wagon and report something? I've never saw that done in my whole life. I've never saw a news person be able to do it. I never saw any white people be able to do it or black people or anything. How were you able to do that?
I'm an amazing black woman. I'm an amazing journalist. It was the first time. It was an amazing thing. And the cool thing about it was that as we were driving away and I was broadcasting, the last thing that was broadcast was a Roy's transmission commercial, and then it went dead. It was amazing. I was on the phone. They didn't pat us down. We didn't have a radio. Maybe you misunderstand how the broadcast worked. I was broadcasting on my cell phone. And when everybody was put into the paddy wagon, as you say, we weren't patted down. We were allowed to take our cell phones in there. So I continued broadcasting on my cell phone until the cell phone, because of the way that the van is constructed, the cell phone went dead because the signal was no longer able to get out of the paddy wagon. So it wasn't like we took a whole lot of equipment in there. It wasn't like news cameras or anything like that. I think you're confused. All it was a cell phone, and that's how I was able to continue broadcasting. But it was a journalistic first. I'm pretty proud of it.
Okay, what I'm saying is I'm not confusing anything. I'm saying, aren't you working with the police or anything to be allowed to do that? Because, no,
what did I do?
I can't just get into the paddy wagon
and you
and
can't
just
take
my cell phone and start broadcasting anything.
Well, maybe you've been into a paddy wagon more times than I have. That was my first time. And
though, how did you get to do that? Do you know the police officers?
Did you not hear what I did?
Did
you not hear what I just said? No one was patted down. Everybody was able to take. I wasn't the only person on my cell phone in that truck. It just so happened that my cell phone was broadcast to my news station. I wasn't the only one with a cell phone, sweetheart.
Okay.
So is that not very? Are you clear now?
Not quite, because I still don't believe that there's something wrong that's just not quite right.
Well, that's a result of your inability to comprehend. Not that the facts don't make sense. That's your shortcoming intellectually. I've explained it to you several times. Everybody that had a cell phone got to take it with them. Boy, that was a deep nugget that you dug up. That was 3 years ago. You've been fixating about that for 3 years, sweetie. Get a life. Get a life or an intellect. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at State Line. There's an accident. Traffic's back up through the gravel pit. Westbound 270 at 367 in New Florissant. Look for an no problems report there. Eastbound 44 from Mraz to 270 looks good. Northbound 270 is building on either side of 44. Eastbound 70 at 79, look for that traffic to be flowing freely. Eastbound 40 from Mason through 270, look for congestion going on there. Northbound 55 at Merrimack Bottom and 270, you've got heavy volume. Westbound 270 at Illinois 3 in the Canal Bridge, look for slow traffic going on there. All your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect no delays at this hour. And westbound Route 30 at Route Y, look for an accident reported there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play pick three from the Illinois Lottery. Watch for the green ball double draw. One green ball, two chances to win. The Illinois Lottery, have a ball, play responsibly. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Cloudy, scattered showers today, high in the mid-70s. This evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low in the lower 60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day with a chance for showers and a high around 80. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. Currently, we have 70 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 70 degrees and drizzle. Stay tuned for Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. More of that on the way. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
What is hospice care? Families turn to hospice care when facing the terminal illness of a loved one. The Point of Change Hospice provides an environment in which families can cope with the transition of their loved one in the supportive, loving, and comfortable setting of the home. Through pain management, emotional counseling and support, and compassionate health care, the Point of Change Hospice treats the patient as a whole person facing end-of-life issues. The Point of Change Hospice provides physical, emotional, practical, and spiritual care for adults and children in the last phases of terminal illnesses. Point of Change Hospice provides skilled hospice nursing, medical social services, occupational therapy, physical therapy, chaplain and counseling services, bereavement follow-up. Point of Change Hospice, please give them a call. One of their counselors is waiting to talk to you. The number is 535-4500, 535-4500. Point of Change Hospice, caring for families, caring for our community, and caring for you.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. No matter where you live, no matter what your lifestyle, you'll find out how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. My guests and I will give you the 411 on everything from classic design to the newest decorating trends. Join me, Alan Brainerd, for Design 411 every Wednesday at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your home.
Catch me Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to 11, after dark with Guy.
There is no sex allowed whatsoever.
I just can't imagine having a whole bunch of naked people running around and stuff not happen. You know, it's got to happen at times.
You get to know people by who they are, not what they wear.
For a look at the world around you, Monday through Fridays, 10 to 11 on AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on the Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program, despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, baby, just to hear you speak.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. Andre.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I was listening to the last call. They were so funny. I mean, oh.
I mean, you know, what is that? What is stuck on stupid?
No, well.
Oh, no, aggressively.
Got a good memory.
Aggressively ignorant. No, they don't have a good memory because if they did, then they would understand what happened. That's just aggressive ignorance. That's what that
I
is.
I love that phrase. I just love that. But, you know, the thing I called about is that not only are we being dragged back 10 years. We're going, as many referees say, back down memory lane on this one. And nobody wants to, because, I mean, this thing with JonBenet, as unfortunate as it was, that was a private situation with one very rich white Colorado family.
Mm-hmm.
It involved nobody else.
Nobody else.
Nobody else. And this boy that they brought back here, I could have told you, first of all, that there was something wrong with him to begin with, but not only that. Okay, if all they wanted was a swab from his mouth, why did they have to put him on a plane and bring him here? Why couldn't they have done that in Thailand or wherever he was?
Well, they said that he refused to let them do a swab, and they couldn't force him to do that, so they had to bring him here, they had to arrest him, and then take him into custody where he would not have the right to refuse.
Okay, well, if they had, obviously they were given extradition rights. So you help me now, you're a lawyer. If they had been given extradition rights, was he not then already under U.S. custody?
He wasn't charged yet. He was under U.S. custody. And while you're under custody, what they can do to you is different than when you are arrested.
Okay, all right. So once they got him on the plane, could they not have in midair swabbed his mouth?
He hadn't been arrested yet. He hadn't been charged
He had not been arrested until he landed here.
And he was charged. He was taken into court and charged.
Okay.
I mean, he hadn't been arrested. That is correct. That is correct.
Okay, so get him here, swab his mouth, send him back on the next plane.
No, because now they have to save face. So they're going to charge him with California one, so now for kiddie porn. So, and that's why he fled the country, they say, to begin with. So, no, he's going to California now, and I don't think it's going to be on a first-class plane, and I don't think he's going to be champagne, dreams, and caviar, whatever. I don't think it's going to be that.
The whole thing was so stupid to begin with, and one of the sick things about it, I thought, was the way, because I couldn't have cared less what he was over there for, but they kept playing up this thing about him being supposedly, at a clinic for a plastic surgery. There's no such thing as sex change operation, so I wouldn't call it that. But he was supposed to be there for plastic surgery.
But see, that's what they like reporting on. That's what they like. They like the luridness of all of that. It had sex and violence.
That's
you know
what the guy was talking about yesterday, and he was so right.
Sex and violence.
Yeah.
What makes America tick.
And not only that, this whole so-called war on terrorism, I wish somebody in the media, I wish some especially black person in the media would call it what it is. It is a war on colored folks. It is a war on peoples of color. Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan.
You mean someone other than me?
Yeah.
Okay. Have I not said that it's a war on people of color?
No, I'm saying somebody other than, yeah.
Okay, because you said it's a person of color. I wish they would say that. Other than me.
Yeah.
All right.
Because that's what it is.
All right now.
And the only reason Bush, George II, the only reason he hasn't gotten tuned up to go after China and India is trade.
No, they've messed with China, too. They said that we're concerned about the number of guns that China is buying.
And did you hear what the ambassador from China said the other day?
I read the quote. I read the quote. Reported that last week. Yes, indeed. He told to shut up.
Shut up. And I heard it directly from his mouth.
Okay.
On and I loved it.
All right, got a roll. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake up call.
Good morning, Liz.
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Yeah, she was quite comical this morning. You know, the caller they called you about the first that was, and you know, that's freedom of speech to the highest.
Well, it was a remarkable thing. It had never been done before. Nobody had been able to do that before.
I applaud you, you know, 100%.
I'm proud of it, my own self.
Ma'am, and another thing, you know, Ray Nagin is to be commended for, you know, what he's doing, the work that he's doing in New Orleans and whatnot, you know, considering, you know, the limited, you know, resources that he has, you know, and whatnot. And this is really, really a tragedy. I mean, here it is, a city, a major city in this nation, and partly, I say, you know, in reason, due to the fact that it's 90% black, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is really, really, you know, a travesty, and this government is really, really going to pay, you know, for, you know, what's going on, Liz. I mean, mark my word on this, we haven't seen a tragedy that can happen to this nation behind, you know, the mistreatment of black people in this hemisphere.
All right, now, thanks for your
call. Have a great day, okay?
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call. You're on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the wake-up call.
Ms. Brown?
Yes.
I was just wanted to ask a question.
Sure.
Regarding the shutdown of Highway 70.
Uh-huh.
There was a lady called in, and she wanted you to answer a question.
What question did you
answer? A question about how did a group of people get in the police van with a cell phone and without being bound with a handcuff and stuff like that.
And none of us were handcuffed, though. Nobody was handcuffed. Absolutely nobody was handcuffed. The beauty of what happened on Highway 70 is that the police department said that they weren't going to they were going to treat people with dignity, and they didn't handcuff anybody. We sat down on, we shut the highway down, we were put into paddy wagons, we were arrested, and people were given the opportunity to leave as well. So nobody was handcuffed, nobody was, and people were just, it was funny, people were just piled into the paddy wagons. We were also taken to this major facility out near Hall Street where the jail is. We were put into corrals out there. I was able to use my cell phone once we got out of the paddy wagon. I was able to, and everybody was on the cell phone. They were calling their lawyers, they were calling their family members. Everybody was doing that. So we all had our cell phones and we were all in this big corral and we were processed out. They had these big tables up. Everybody was processed because it was a massive arrest thing for those that chose to be arrested, because other people were given the opportunity to leave and not be arrested as well.
Well,
it was different than the 60s. It was different. It was a different type of event than the 60s. I will say that.
I agree, because they tell me the birds of a feather flock together.
And what does
now,
that mean?
Internal affairs, when they come out to do a job, they intend to do it, but you buckle down.
But here's the thing also, that the difference is also, you have to remember, there were television cameras there, too. So that prevented people from, any cops that wanted to smack some people around, they didn't have an opportunity to do that because there were so many cameras around, there were so many cell phones around, there were so many people around. They had to behave. So when you buy yourself, oh, it's a different game. You and I both know that, Sean. It's a different game when you buy yourself. And things aren't going to happen when you're by yourself. But when you have that many people out there and that many television cameras and that many radio stations broadcasting live, what are they going to do to me while I'm on the air? I mean, that was the best. I wish everybody could be hooked up to a radio station everywhere that they went and people could hear what's happening to them on a regular basis. That's why if I get stopped by a cop, what's the first thing I do? I turn on my cell phone and either get somebody on the line with me, or I, you know, hook it up to my my answering machine at home, so it's all recorded. You got to do that. When you're in the light of day, a lot of things happen differently. Would you agree?
No.
No.
I know. I know internal affairs, they're solely for the people that's in the money. It's all about the money. It's a political.
What are you talking about? This wasn't internal affairs. These were regular beat cops.
Yeah, well.
What are you talking about?
City Hall is in internal affairs.
Okay.
I
feel you. We're going to take a break, folks. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. Ooh, you need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about, and I want to remind everybody that this Saturday at the Urban Institute, we're going to be doing something very, very, very special. We're going to be showing Spike Lee's movie, When the Levees Broke, 4 hours worth of movies. Spike Lee's When the Levees Broke. We're going to meet at 7 o'clock. It's free. We're going to have something for you to nibble on, to nosh on. Starts at 7 o'clock. The address is 1020 North Taylor. We'll also have we'll be able to hand out some more of those copies of Loose Change, but you don't want to miss this. Spike Lee's When the Levees Broke, the anniversary of Katrina. Come on down and join the Urban Institute, Irene J. Smith and myself, and our address is 1020 North Taylor, 7 o'clock Saturday morning to 11 o'clock. It's a four-hour movie. You don't want to miss it. 7 o'clock Saturday morning, Urban Institute, When the Levees Broke, Spike Lee's movie on Katrina. Oh, it's an amazing piece. I'll be back after this. Stay with me. What is hospice care? Families turn to hospice care when facing the terminal illness of a loved one. The Point of Change Hospice provides an environment in which families can cope with the transition of their loved one in the supportive, loving, and comfortable setting of the home. Through pain management, emotional counseling and support, and compassionate health care, the Point of Change Hospice treats the patient as a whole person facing end-of-life issues. The Point of Change Hospice provides physical, emotional, practical, and spiritual care for adults and children in the last phases of terminal illnesses. Skilled hospice nursing, medical social services, home health aid, and homemaker services, occupational therapy, physical therapy, chaplain counseling and services, bereavement follow-up, and support for the terminally ill. Physician-ordered services, medical equipment, and medical supply. Our counselors are waiting to hold your hand through this trying process. Give them a call at 535-4500. That's 535-4500. The Point of Change Hospice. Caring for families, caring for our community, and caring for you.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Tripoli. Word out of Chad today that President Idris Deby has suspended 3 of his cabinet members over deals made with foreign oil companies. Those 2 companies, Chevron and Petronas, have been told to leave the country for failing to pay $450 million in taxes. The oil minister for Chad and 2 other members of Deby's cabinet were the ones who negotiated the original deal. If the 2 companies do actually leave, Chad will likely turn to China for help because China is already working oil deals with neighboring Sudan. His plan could bring both of the companies back to the table to negotiate a new deal that would be more lucrative to Chad. The biggest labor organization in the country has come out in support of the move by the president, saying the country is being exploited by foreign oil companies. Chevron and Petronas, along with ExxonMobil, have an agreement to finance a $4 billion underground pipeline that will deliver oil from Chad, which has no coastline, to the port of Kiribi in Cameroon. Chad would get about 12% of each barrel that passes through the pipeline. That comes out to about $120 million a year for the next 25 years. And Dateline London. The British press is reporting that Prince Harry will not be sent into battle in either Iraq or Afghanistan because it could be too dangerous for him. Other soldiers from the regiment he is currently serving in are being considered for deployment next spring, but the prince will likely not be among them because he is third in line to the throne. The 21-year-old Harry has threatened to quit the military if he does not get a tour in a war zone. Officials say his presence would attract extra attention and put himself, as well as those around him, at extra risk as well. And Harry is currently a second lieutenant and is in training for an armored recon troop leader. Such units are currently on patrol along the border of Iran. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
The members of Congress aren't the only ones up late at night. Join the Conspiracy Hunter every weeknight from 11 to 1. That's right, the decent guy Don Griffin will be flying his black helicopter under cover of darkness with night vision at the ready to uncover what's going on in Washington and around the world. Tune into the Conspiracy Hunter Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs. OJ Photo Supply, a standard of quality service since 1970. 8338 Olive. Cameras, digital cameras, photo restorations. What's the best film for my camera? OJ Photo Supply can answer your questions. OJ Photo Supply, 8338 Olive, 991-5550. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on the Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program, despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, Albert.
Two good things, two quick things. I think you got a hater on your hands. That lady was just hating.
Mm.
Number two is on that case. I don't understand. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I watch Discovery Channel and watch those detective shows, and I've seen them have a guy drink a drink and then get his DNA off the glass or cup. So how come they couldn't do that to him?
And they said they needed a mouth swab.
A who?
A mouth swab. Albert, that's their story, and they're sticking to it. Okay, that's their story, and they're sticking to it.
Well, they should take the detective show off the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, they should. All right, take care.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz Brown. This is T reporting, broadcasting from my car. I got all of the telecommunication equipment I need to broadcast. Am I coming through loud and clear?
Oh, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You must be working for the police. I don't believe you.
I have all the equipment I need. I am in a vehicle. I might be going across the bridge in a second, and I hope to come through. That was silly. Hey, you know, I don't know if you know, there was a plane crash in Russia last week. Another plane crash in Kentucky this week.
Mm.
And if you notice the debris field of the...
You know what? I don't know where you're going with this, but it feels like you're going into some conspiracy stuff.
No, I'm not going to conspiracy because that plane in Pittsburgh pulverized. It just disappeared. Just like all of that concrete just disappeared at a crime scene in New York in that hole that Marinaden was talking about that just pulverized, turned to dust and burned mulch.
But you don't understand. When you hit the air in Washington, D.C., there is something different that happens in the atmosphere around Washington, D.C. than in any other place.
Like I said, this is team I'm broadcasting, and also the wings on that airplane that hit the Pentagon must have collapsed or folded back up into itself, because where did the 6-ton engines go?
There you go.
And also about this clown that's coming, this Bene guy. You know, like the guy said earlier, this is one child, and it's unfortunate, but what about the... And my wife couldn't understand. I wasn't a sentiment. I said, hey, what about the child in Compton, California, the child in New York, the child in Philadelphia?
Wait a minute. We're on the year anniversary of the tragedy of Katrina.
Where are the pictures of
all of the little brown babies that are missing? Where are the pictures of the babies that are missing?
That's why we're going to see this media... Picks and chooses what they need to divert us from the for real issue. And also, get ready for gas prices being close to $2.30 or $2 a gallon come November, guys. Wow.
What a coinky dink. What a coinky dink.
This is Steve Broadcasting Live. I'm out of here.
With all your equipment, 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake up call.
Good morning.
Yes.
I just really just kind of curious. Why don't you just say it?
Are you faking your voice?
Are you
faking your voice? You really need to, sweetie. You really need to work on that. You sound as silly and as uninformed as you did when you called earlier. One call per hour, please. You know, people can recognize you. People can recognize you. Dimitri, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How about that? I think she has to take some lessons in voice training.
I think so, too.
Liz, I'd like to talk about Highway 70 because, as far as I was concerned, it was probably the most important event that I ever attended. I was at the Highway 40 shutdown when Eric Vickers informed us that they were not going to shut down 40 after a successful shutdown.
That's right. That's when they capitulated. That's when they sold out. That's when we could have changed the world. We could have changed the world.
You know, I can just give you a picture because you weren't there, but when I showed up, it was still dark. It was by Forest Park Community College. And just a small group of people were standing there, and I didn't know Eric Vickers at the time, but he seemed like he was in charge, and then Dick Gregory showed up, and he informed me that they had won, that they had received a contract or promises from Governor Carnahan that everything, jobs were going to be, job placement for African-American people was going to be improved. But can you tell me what happened the night before that when something happened that without permission, without consent of the people? And before you answer that question, I'm going to tell the listening audience that Highway 70 shutdown was the largest group of people ever to attend a protest move.
In the city of St. Louis.
Yes.
That's right. Absolutely. Thanks for your call, Dimitri.
Thank you, Liz.
You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning, Ms. Ruth.
I wanted to tell you, Ms. Brown, I was so glad the school I was so glad that the schools went off. You didn't have nothing. But it was just one little incident, and Channel 5 pounced on it. One baby was left or was put off the bus at the wrong stop. But what it was, they said that the bus driver put her off according to her address that she had. But anyway, then nothing happened. They found her. She was at her grandmother's house.
Okay.
But that was all, and I was so proud. I said, Lord, I just held my breath. I said, I hope nothing drastic would happen. And I'm just so glad that the children was able to go to school without incident and confusion.
And with an environment of people that really want them to be
wanted
there.
Wanted to happen.
Succeed.
That's right.
All
and
right.
The mayor, he seems to want, he wanted it to be destroyed. He wants it to be destroyed, Ms. Brown.
I know, and I got to roll. Thank
okay,
you so
okay,
much.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Listen, folks, I'll be back. Stay with me.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Latest from ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Florida is waiting on a tropical storm, and by the time Ernesto makes landfall later today, it could be pretty strong and pretty wet. The National Hurricane Center's Dan Brown is watching the system.
We're expecting rainfall amounts of 5 to 10 inches with some isolated amounts of perhaps 15 inches across the southeastern portion of Florida in the next 24 to 36 hours.
More live with ABC's Vic Ratner waiting out the storm in Palm Beach County.
Daria, it's a gorgeous morning, sunny and bright, but many schools are already closed here in South Florida. County and municipal buildings shut down. Residents stocking up to ride out the storm.
Plenty batteries, got the TV, plenty of water.
What are you planning to do when the storm comes?
When the storm comes, hopefully sit and watch it.
Gale force winds and heavy flooding expected in this area tonight and tomorrow, Daria.
ABC's Vic Ratner in Palm Beach County, Florida. Tropical storm warnings are posted from New Smyrna to the Keys. A year ago today, the Gulf Coast, including Florida, slammed by Hurricane Katrina. Today, President Bush gets a look at one of the hardest hit areas, New Orleans. There's a new search for a suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey murder case. The DA in Boulder, Colorado, says John Mark Carr's DNA did not match that was found on the six-year-old's body. More from ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Boulder.
Colorado's governor says the DA here should be held accountable for what he calls the most expensive and extravagant DNA test in Colorado history. Folks on the street are split.
I just think it's absolutely absurd that they dropped it.
The justice system actually worked this time, and I have restored hope in it. I think it's absolutely crazy, and Boulder's a mess right now.
Governor Bill Owen says Boulder officials were distracted by the hysterics surrounding John Mark Carr, that they should be focused on solving JonBenet Ramsey's murder. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Boulder, Colorado.
The co-pilot of the Comair jet that crashed Sunday in Kentucky is still in critical condition at the University of Kentucky Hospital. He's in a coma and on life support. He was the sole survivor, ABC News.
We're here at the Skip Barber Racing School, where the only tire brand you'll find is B.F. Goodrich tires. B.F. Goodrich G-Force tires are the fastest street tires in sport compact history. The number one street tire for 2 years in a row. They're the world's hottest street tires. B.F. Goodrich tires, now featured at Auto Tire, the Tire Pros.
Visit any Auto Tire, the Tire Pros, from August 7th to September 3rd and receive an instant $50 off custom wheels, accessories, warranties, and services when you buy four new B.F. Goodrich G-Force tires. See store for details.
B.F. Goodrich tires, take control!
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine? Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon. Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste. And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Andre Agassi has at least one more match of his professional tennis career. He won his first round match at the U.S. Open. Here's ABC's Todd Ash.
In front of the largest night session crowd in Open history, Arthur Ashe Stadium became the house of Andre one more time. Andre Agassi had the fans on their feet at times as they cheered as hard as they could to try and get him to the next round. And Agassi absorbed that energy and beat Romani and Andre Pavel in four sets. The first three in tiebreaks, a grueling 3.5-hour match. So one of the most celebrated careers in tennis history, still alive for another day in a second-round match with Marcos Baghdatis. Andre blew kisses to the crowd after it was over. At the U.S. Open, Todd Ant, ABC News, New York.
The nation is getting poorer, and it could be getting sicker, too. A study in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine says there were about 3.5 million more people living in extreme poverty at last count. About a third of them are children. Most have no health care, and they are at higher risk for chronic illnesses. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, St. Louis public school officials are calling yesterday's return to school a successful day, despite failing to meet its 90% attendance goal. Interim Deputy Superintendent John A. Martin says the central office staff spent the first day working to find any remaining problems in the district.
We placed them in every building across the district to help central office know where what the needs were and whether or not we were satisfying them in all the buildings.
The district reports that 72% of students came to school yesterday. Officials report no major problems on the first day. The president of V&E High School won't be returning this school year. Father Robert Osborne faces a civil suit alleging sexual abuse of a student and was also under police investigation earlier this year. Osborne maintains his innocence, but says the unresolved legal matters will keep him from returning to V&E. A search for a new president will get underway soon. The St. Louis chapter of the American Red Cross is among the hundreds of volunteer organizations that assisted in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Stephen Hall, a spokesperson for the Red Cross, says volunteers helped manage shelters and other emergency operations in the Gulf Coast region. He says Red Cross workers from the local chapter provided food, clothing, and shelter to the more than 5,000 evacuees who came to St. Louis. Finally this hour, Missouri motorists have new rules for the road and new road signs to go with them. Signs warning motorists of stiff penalties for hitting a highway worker debuted along Missouri roadways yesterday. Drivers who injure or kill a worker in a construction zone face a $10,000 fine and the loss of their license. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by McDonald's Premium Roast Coffee. McDonald's Premium Roast Coffee is now bolder, smoother, and more robust, and it's made just the way you like it. Drive through today and taste for yourself. McDonald's, I'm loving it. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Advil Muscle Egg. Westbound Kingbridge, the state line. Look for that accident. It's been cleared, but traffic's still jamming at the 5570 merge eastbound 40 at Chesterfield Parkway. A disabled vehicle partially blocking traffic lanes. Westbound 270 at 367 in New Florissant. Look for congestion going on there. Northbound 270 at 55 and 44. Stop and go traffic. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79. I have heavy traffic going on there as well. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270. Look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 at Illinois 3 and the Canal Bridge is slow. And all your approaches on the Poplar Street Bridge as well as the King Bridge and the Eads Bridge expect delays rolling into downtown this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Advil Muscle Egg. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Wherever you hurt, Advil works. Advil, the every pain reliever. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Look forward to cloudy conditions today, chance of rain, scattered showers, high in the mid-70s. This evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers with a low in the lower 60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high around 80. And Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. Currently, we have 72 degrees at AM 920 WGNU. Lambert Field is reporting 69. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on The Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program, despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
More and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Jean, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I was calling. I get the DAV book. It's the disabled veterans.
Okay.
And it has in the column for August, what is this country coming to when some of the congressmen say that veterans might need to pay for their legal assistance in filing claims.
Isn't that horrible?
Yes, it is. Now, that they get out of service and they got to get a lawyer so that they can claim benefits.
That's fact. That's a fact. It's horrible. It is absolutely horrible.
And also, do you read the Jet?
Oh, absolutely. That's where I find out everything that's going on with my community. Absolutely.
Oh, well, then I know you heard about your man, didn't you?
Which one?
Luther. His mother was in the Jet.
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah, she's right. She wrote an article about, you know, how hard it is to deal with the loss of her son. And, you know, and the only way she can listen to his music is if she has somebody around him, because she says it's just heartbreaking.
I can't imagine what that... It just gives me chills right now. I can't imagine being able to listen to his music. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how hard that must be.
Yes, it was in the August issue. Oh. I mean, this week.
Okay, no, I haven't seen this week's copy yet.
It's the one with Spike Lee on the front of it.
Okay, no, I did not. I did not see
when
this.
When I was reading it, I thought, oh, I'm going to have Liz because I know you love Luther.
I love me some Luther. I love me some Luther. And this isn't her only baby. That means she lost her husband, and she's lost a couple of children.
Yes, that's what she said.
Yeah.
They have a write-up about that in this jet because she says she's all alone.
Bless, all of her babies are gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to imagine the pain that she must be in.
No, I wouldn't want to imagine that either.
Mm.
I mean, I have 7 kids out, and I'm blessed to still have 5 of them.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Jean.
All right.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back after this. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after a $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at Letstalk17.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to Letstalk17.com. That's Letstalk17.com.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
That I know. I thank my God. I've got something within me.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. We have the anniversary of when Katrina hit, but really, the anniversary stretches all the way out for the year. Every day there's a new milestone, a new horrific milestone that has been revealed coming out of Katrina, the aftermath of Katrina. And in honor of that, and trying to show solidarity, I guess is a better word, many people don't have HBO. Spike Lee did a four-hour show. He put together a four-hour movie called When the Levees Broke. We will be showing that movie at the Urban Institute this Saturday, starting at 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's a four-hour movie. The address is 1020 North Taylor. Irene J. Smith and myself and members of the Urban Institute, or the International Urban Institute. It's important that we as a community recognize and pay homage to the suffering of others. We need to understand why they suffered. We need to understand why they continue to suffer. And we need to empower ourselves with the knowledge that we must collectively act upon this. George W. Bush doesn't care about black people. That hasn't changed in a year. Except perhaps more people are realizing that George W. Bush doesn't care about anybody. Except for the multimillionaires who became richer multimillionaires as a result of Bush's administration. Let's put some truth, let's speak some truth to power. Less than half of New Orleans' pre-storm population, 455,000 people, less than half have returned. That's astounding. People's lives were there. Less than half of those people have not returned. What is that a comment on? That there is nothing to return to. That our government has allowed there to be nothing to return to. In St. Bernard Parish, and there were 65,000 people. Now, that's next to New Orleans. You know what their population is now? 20,000 people. Less than 20,000 people. In the small towns along the Mississippi coast from Bay St. Louis to Biloxi, fewer than 5% of the destroyed homes are being rebuilt. How long does it take to build a home? Ask Habitat for Humanity. How long does it take to build a home? Does it take a year to build one? It doesn't take a year to build an office building. The cleanup has been so slow that nearly a third of the hurricane trash in New Orleans has yet to be picked up. Do you hear me? A third, 1 year later, one third of the trash in New Orleans has yet to be picked up. Why? I will give you a quote. The monumental failure of the United States government to protect and respect the lives of people of African descent and poor people. It is the direct result of the institutional dimensions of race, class, and gender oppression inherent in the United States throughout the 230-year history of this United States. 455,000 people lived in New Orleans before Katrina. Less than 200,000 people. Less than half have returned. This is ridiculous. This is an obscenity. This is, and I am sickened by, the news media's attempt to turn this into a PR advantage for Boy George. It's going to take years, kind of like the Iraq War. It's going to take years. How'd that work out for us? What do we get out of years of participation in the Iraq War? We didn't get bubkis. It's going to take years. Huh? Huh? This could have been turned into the greatest works, public works project in the history of the United States. Let's go and bring New Orleans back. They could have hired every unemployed person in America, put them to work in New Orleans. You would be able to eat off the streets of New Orleans right now if this government gave a horse's piece of his anatomy. Or as my father say, the last part to go over the fence. Huh. Huh. There is no excuse. There is no explanation. There is nothing to explain. And I'm going to make an example for you that ought to just make you shake your head. The day after the war stopped in Lebanon, Hezbollah was handing out money, cash money, to people, tens of thousands of dollars to homeowners whose homes had been destroyed. We want you to take this and use this while we build your home. That's the day after the war stopped. George Bush calls them terrorists. Huh. Huh. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Two comments concerning Katrina. One, I hope everybody saw the 60 Minutes piece on Sunday. And one of the issues that was brought up, and a person of European descent said this. He said that just days after the Katrina Holocaust, the high society, the purebred high society Europeans had their balls, their annual balls that were already scheduled. And they showed pictures of these balls, and some of these folks had hoods on, white hoods that looked exactly like those that the KKK wear.
You mean exactly like the Veiled Prophet parade?
Veiled Prophet, yes. And the second point is that it is unconscionable to think that they couldn't have taken and turned New Orleans around already. And all people have to do is remember the tsunami and how G1, George 1, and even President Clinton spearheaded this big, massive push towards the Indonesia and all the other places that were affected. And those people are already rebuilding. They already have their businesses going on. And this is you know, an area that covers like 10 times the area of New Orleans. And New Orleans has barely moved.
This is what happened to American citizens on American soil.
Right.
American citizens on American soil. It is a shame. It is an indictment. It is a crime that the city of New Orleans isn't up and running right now after a year. That this government, if this administration, if it had wanted to, could have marshaled the biggest public works program in the history of this United States and said, we will not stand for any city in the United States to be wiped off the face of the earth. And you got to ask the question of why? Why didn't they care?
Because
why didn't they care?
90% African descent people.
Why didn't they care?
That's why they
if Kenny Bunkport had been wiped off the face of the map, do you think it wouldn't be built from stem to stern right now?
That's right.
Thanks for your call, Brother Mac.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. Why? Why? What possible explanation could there be for the country with the greatest resources in the entire world, the most technology adapt country in the entire world, the richest nation on the face of the entire globe? Why is one of its cities still in utter disrepair? Why has trash not been picked up 1 year later in the greatest country on the face of the earth? Why? I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Deal Stores. Westbound 270 at 367 in New Florissant. Look for congestion going on there. Northbound 270 at 55 and 44. Stop and go traffic. Eastbound 70 TR Hughes and 79. Look for heavy volume going on there as well. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270 heavy volume. Westbound 270 at Illinois 203 in the Canal Bridge. Slow traffic. Eastbound 40 at Mraz Overpass to 270. Slow traffic in the right lane. Approaching the northbound and southbound approaches the 270. Westbound 5570 is slow from Tudor all the way into the PSB. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the state line through into downtown. Look for heavy volume going on there. Northbound Route 3 onto the ramps to the Poplar Street Bridge. They are slow. And westbound 64 at Bowell Avenue and 5570, look for slow traffic there. Olive and Ledoux, look for an injury accident. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Deals Stores. There's a new Deals in town with a brand new look. They have one great $1 deals plus big deals that are too good to pass up. So they're passing them on to you. Come on in for the grand reopening celebration September the 1st. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Cloudy, scattered showers, high in the mid-70s this evening. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers with low in the lower 60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon, high around 80. And Thursday, partly cloudy, high around 80 as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 70 degrees. Lambert is reporting 68. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Herb Steck. I'm the host of The West Wing right here on WGNU Radio. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., covering politics here in St. Louis, across the state, in the capital in Jeff City, and on the national level. Call in with your questions, your comments. Drop us an email, wgnu@hotmail.com. We'll be happy to talk about any political subject you want to talk about on Wednesday nights, right here on The West Wing with Herb.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
What is hospice care? Families turn to hospice care when they are facing the terminal illness of a loved one. The Point of Change Hospice provides an environment in which families can cope with the transition of their loved ones in the supportive, loving, and comfortable setting of their own home. Through pain management, emotional counseling and support, and compassionate health care, the Point of Change Hospice treats patients as the whole person facing end-of-life issues. Founded in 2001, the Point of Change Hospice provides physical, emotional, and spiritual care for adults and children in the last phases of terminal illness. They provide skilled hospice nursing, physician-ordered services, medical equipment, medical supplies,
home health aides and homemakers, occupational therapy, physical therapy, chaplain and counseling services, and bereavement follow-up. The Point of Change Hospice. Please give them a call. One of their counselors is waiting to talk to you. 535-4500. That's 535-4500. Point of Change Hospice Care. Caring for families, caring for our community, and caring for you.
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on the Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program, despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Was heard. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Well, it shows you what your elected officials think of their voters, doesn't it?
That it certainly does.
And how they hold poor people and working people in contempt.
Yes, they do.
It's all about class.
It's about class and color.
And the thing I get a kick out of is that you ever see that little war president, how he rolls his sleeves up and huffs and puffs on these little news media?
Can I ask you, let me ask you a question. Is it an obscenity that George W. Bush, Boy George, has only been to New Orleans one time? I mean, nobody's making a big deal about this. How is it that when you have an American city nearly wiped off the face of the earth, when there are supposedly millions of dollars going into the reconstruction, you have not been back there since your last press conference? That's an obscenity.
On my part, personally, I wouldn't want him there.
But that
makes me sick to look at
him. Has nothing to do with it. The fact of the matter is that irrespective of how anybody feels about him,
I understand,
as a human being and as a person that is supposed to be running a nation, how is it that you have yet to... You've only been there for two press conferences. One 15 days after the event, it feels like, and then a year later. That's an obscenity.
And this statement the lady called in about they want the veterans to pay for their own legal.
That's correct.
Our war president just disgusts me. And this thing is, we've got billions to send all the way around the world for everything. And they don't care about the people that's paying the taxes to do those things for them.
Don't care about the people.
That's exactly right, and it's—I don't know. It's just disgusting, and it gets more disgusting every day. Have a good week.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We need to talk about things in the the global context. We need to talk about our world in the global context of our world. It seems like everybody that Boy George hangs out with, his road dogs, his friends, his compadres, his buddies, Prime Minister of Israel, Tony Blair, their lives are like Boy George's lives. Do you know that the citizens of Israel are asking for their prime minister to step down? They want an investigation with a judge into the execution of that war in Lebanon. Israeli soldiers didn't have food. Some of them didn't have water. Mighty military, just like the United States, right? Mighty, undefeatable military. Executed by these warmongers. There was a report, I know, a statement made by Jimmy Carter, and it was published in the Telegraph, and I think it's stunning. It's stunning in what it says. Jimmy Carter said, Tony Blair's lack of leadership and timid subservience to George W. Bush lie behind the ongoing crisis in Iraq and the worldwide threat of terrorism. That's what Jimmy Carter said. I have been surprised and extremely disappointed by Tony Blair's behavior. I think that more than any other person in the world, the Prime Minister could have had a moderating influence on Washington, and he has not. Jimmy Carter made it plain that he sees Blair's lack of leadership as a key factor in the present crisis in Iraq. Huh? Huh? That's what Jimmy Carter is saying? And the citizens of Great Britain are in accord with that. The world that we're living in is just an amazing place. Michael.
Hello, Liz. How you doing today?
I'm outstanding.
I'm doing outstanding as well. Did you see on the news the two new toys that Israel purchased from the United States a couple of days ago?
Which toys were those?
Okay, the two new toys were two nuclear submarines with all the accessories that boys like to have with their toys.
Mm.
So I guess they figure the air launch and land launch nukes wasn't enough, along with the bunker busting bombs. Now they have the capacity to strike any country in any city, anywhere in the world, and I do mean any cities, and you have a nice day, Liz.
On that pleasant note, 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget that on Saturday, because it's the year anniversary of Katrina, because it is. We are going to, Irene J. Smith and myself, at the International Urban Institute. We are going to meet and watch the movie, Spike Lee's movie, When the Levees Broke. It's a four-hour documentary on what happened in Katrina. It's hard, folks. It is an amazing piece of work. 7 o'clock in the morning is when the movie starts going. We're going to take a break in the middle of it at 9 o'clock, and then we'll start up this last 2 hours of the movie. So we will be going from 9 to 11 at the Urban Institute, watching Spike Lee's movie When the Levees Break. And we'll also be giving away copies of Loose Change as well. So get there early if you want to get the copies of Loose Change. We're starting at 7 o'clock. The address is 1020 North Taylor. That's 1020 North Taylor. It's an amazing, it's going to be an amazing event, folks. A wonderful opportunity to talk, a wonderful opportunity to gather, a wonderful opportunity to see this film and have an amazing discussion. So be there this Saturday at 7 a.m. The movie starts at 7 a.m. We'll have food there for you, something to nosh upon as you watch this incredible, loving gift to us,
when the levees broke. It's an inspiring movie, and it's a reminder of what we need to do and where we need to go and where, what we need to be about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
The Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by Philip Person Roofing. For free estimates, call 602-1047. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline New York. Investigative journalist Robert Perry is reporting that President Bush wanted to use the conflict between Israel and Lebanon as a chance to extend the fighting into Syria in order to achieve a regime change there. But some Israeli officials thought Bush had lost his mind and instead decided to go with a major assault on the Hezbollah insurgents. Perry says a story in a July 30th issue of the Jerusalem Post talked about how many senior Israeli officials rejected the Bush idea of widening the war into Syria. The pitch to Israel was that a regime change in both Syria and Iran would cut the legs off of Hezbollah and give Israel a much stronger hand to call the shots to the Palestinians. Perry also says that when Prime Minister Ehud Olmert met with President Bush in Washington back in May of this year, it was decided that this should be the year to stop Iran from its goal of acquiring a nuclear bomb, and that next year, 2007, should be the time to redraw what will be the final borders for the State of Israel. Israel wants to annex many of the best parts of the West Bank currently occupied by the Palestinians and plans to do that by putting the thumb on Hamas and its main supporters, which happen to be Syria, Iran, and Hezbollah. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update, brought to you this hour by Philip Person Roofing. If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs. Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
What is hospice care? Well, families turn to hospice care when facing the terminal illness of a loved one. The Point of Change Hospice provides an environment in which families can cope with the transition of their loved one in the supportive, loving, and comfortable setting of their own home. Through pain management, emotional counseling and support, and compassionate health care, the Point of Change Hospice treats the patient as a whole person facing end-of-life issues. Founded in 2001, the Point of Change Hospice provides physical, emotional, practical, and spiritual care for adults and children in the last phases of terminal illness. Point of Change provides skilled hospice nursing, medical social services, home health aides and homemakers, occupational therapy and physical therapy, chaplain and counseling services, and bereavement follow-up. Please give them a call. One of their counselors is waiting to talk to you and hold your hand throughout this process. The number is 535-4500. That's 535-4500. Point of Change Hospice. Caring for families, caring for our community, and caring for you.
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on The Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program, despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and UN. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
A dedication to all the refugees worldwide. One time.
Say, say, say. I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn. Abba Zombie, the crookedness. I did mingle with the good people we meet. Good friends we had, oh, good friends we've lost along the way. In this great future, you can't forget your past. So try your
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's the number. Help me with this reality check. George W. Bush hails a sense of renewal in Mississippi, a sense of renewal, a sense of renewal. 1 year later, we're only getting a sense of something? That's all you got to deliver? A sense of something? George W. Bush says that 98% of the debris is gone. Oh, he's in Biloxi, Mississippi. Republican governor, former chairman of the Republican Party, Halle Barber is the governor there. George W. Bush says that the beaches are pristine and the citizens had a resolve to restore their lives. Ain't that some stuff? Oh, so they just, well, the citizens there just wanted it badder. They wanted it more than anybody else did, huh? Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? The telling of this story, what do we need to get the press, the television press, to try to talk about telling the truth? What do we need? Do we need another Katrina? Is that the only time that we're going to get them, when the truth is inescapable? When they're standing knee deep in it? Is that the only time that we're going to get the truth out of them? When they're inconvenienced, when they're suffering? Is that the only time we're going to get the truth out of the press? The stories that are being told now, a year after Katrina, are stories that are designed to give a PR boost or no PR hit to George W. Bush. He's the only elected official that is quoted in this entire article at the top of the fold in USA Today. What does the headline say? President hails a sense of renewal in Mississippi. Katrina recovery will take years, but progress is being made. This is PR. This is not about telling the truth. People are suffering, and the response of our good government has been obscene. I don't see anybody showing pictures of these rotting trailers sitting in Arkansas. Why aren't there any pictures of the failure of this? There's no shame to tell the failure about other issues. This is bad. This is bad. In the same article where the headline hollers, Bush hails a sense of renewal in Mississippi, they quote somebody saying, I really like George Bush. I think he's an all right guy. Huh? The Bush and his administration did the best they could given the ferocity of the storm. Huh? Ferocity. Ferociousness of the storm. Huh? It's a year later. It's a year later. And George Bush is just now getting back to New Orleans. A year later. You've had a vacation. You've had several vacations since then. You have a plane that can fly you in. You don't have to check your bags. You don't have to show ID. All you have to do is pick up a phone and say, take me somewhere, and you're there. You've flown all over the world. Why haven't you been to New Orleans in a year? You could have walked to New Orleans in a year. How many times have you been to Iraq more times than you've been to New Orleans in a year? And granted, you got out of your car, but you went to the same safety zones, I guess, by going to Biloxi. You went to the green zone of Katrina damage by going to Biloxi. Y'all need to come on out on Saturday. We need to get to the truth of what happened on when Katrina hit. Spike Lee has directed a movie, written and directed, a documentary actually, on when the levees broke. When the levees broke. And that's going to be this Saturday. The International Urban Institute is going to be showing the film, When the Levees Broke, at 1020. The address is 1020 North Taylor. 1020 North Taylor. We're going to be starting the film at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning. Get up and get to us. And then the film is 4 hours. So we'll be showing the film from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. It's a four-hour film. We'll take a break, an intermission. In the middle of it, we'll start the second half of it from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So come on down. Have a seat. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the experience, because you need to really know what is going on and why and what really happened. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much business to attend to. My email address is revolution@lizbrown.com. My website is lizbrown.com, and don't forget the show is archived at whiterosesociety.org. If you've missed an hour, go get your hour at whiterosesociety.org. And again, you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. I'll be back in the next hour with more. Stay with me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, talk to my sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brother, talk to my sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King.
was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long...
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. This is the first anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. The rebuilding effort is underway along the Gulf Coast, but it is going much more slowly than hoped in many areas, including the city of New Orleans. President Bush gets a look at it today.
Here in downtown New Orleans, President Bush can see how tourism is reviving. It is the homes, especially in poorer neighborhoods, where some streets look just as they did when Katrina's waters receded, and where families have not returned, schools cannot open. Hope has not returned either.
ABC's Ann Compton with the president in New Orleans. Katrina gave parts of Florida a beating, too, and on this first anniversary, the state is waiting on the arrival of Tropical Storm Ernesto. The National Hurricane Center's Dan Brown is watching the system.
Ernesto has potential to strengthen some today before it makes landfall, likely later today or overnight tonight.
And it could bring a lot of rain with it. ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman is waiting it out on Miami Beach.
We do have hurricane watches up, but they expect it will be a strong tropical storm. Forecasters say don't be complacent. That's not much different than a hurricane. They say we could see rains of 10 to 15 inches. Expected to arrive later this afternoon, this evening. The worst of it here over Miami and South Florida through the night.
Tropical storm warnings are also posted from New Smyrna, to the Florida Keys. John Mark Carr is no longer a suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey murder case. The DA in Boulder says Carr's DNA didn't match that was found on the six-year-old's body. But what about that very detailed claim Carr made that he was there when the child was killed?
All the different books and all the media interest in this case, so many of these details came out. So if you made a study of it, as Carr obviously did, you could concoct a confession. And false confessions are not unusual. We've had 183 post-conviction DNA exonerations, and 23% of them involve false confessions.
Attorney Gary Sheck, ABC News.
Behind every great fan are tasty snacks from Walmart. A football party takes will, determination, and some DiGiorno pizza. And when that pizza joins forces with Chex Mix, Campbell's Chunky Chili, and washed down by Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, you're guaranteed a touchdown. Fortunately, it's easy to get all the fuel for your appetizer machine at Walmart. Come to Walmart to stock up on all you need to feed your crowd at the Walmart price. Get plenty. It's game time.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For example, the 10 million saved is 10 million earned dynamic. Or the our month end reports actually happen by the end of the month dynamic. Or the yes, I can forecast the revenue, no, I don't own a crystal ball dynamic. How do you manage these dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
It turns out you can teach a dog, old or young, new tricks, but ABC's Chuck Sievertson tells us driving apparently is not one of them.
Police investigating a car crash in Hohhot in northern China found a dog behind the wheel. China's government news agency says the driver says her dog was fond of crouching on the steering wheel and often watched her drive. The woman says she stepped on the accelerator and brake. Cops say the canine human driving team didn't make it far before crashing into an oncoming car. Of course, it could have been worse. The dog could have been talking on a cell phone or giving another driver a rude paw gesture. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Want to improve your memory? An Australian study says it's as easy as turning off the TV, picking up a crossword puzzle, doing it, of course, and eating more fish. It also found that people who read fiction have better memories than those who opt for nonfiction. Gmail's coming to your office. The search engine's offering Google Apps for your domain starting this week, a free package of programs for business, universities, and other organizations. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay is mourning the death of a member of his cabinet. John Rata died last week at the age of 60 while hiking in southern Colorado. His body was found Sunday after a two-day search. Rata worked for the city for more than 30 years, most recently as the acting director of the Community Development Administration. No funeral arrangements have been announced. A nurse at an Edwardsville nursing home faces charges in the death of a resident. Donna Graham, a nurse at the Rosewood Care Center, allegedly gave 86-year-old Blanche Rexing too much of the painkiller oxycodone last August. Rexing died after taking a dose of the medication 4 hours too soon after a previous dose. Graham is charged with criminal neglect. Members of the Humane Society of Missouri Rescue Team are on standby to help once Tropical Storm Ernesto makes landfall. Debbie Hill, the Vice President of Operations for the Humane Society, says they're just waiting to see how bad the damage is.
People are watching it. We're talking to other groups across the country. We're tied in with some of the other responding rescue groups across the country.
The Humane Society assisted in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina by rescuing and treating animal storm victims. Tropical Storm Ernesto may strengthen to a hurricane before making landfall today in the Florida Keys. Finally this hour, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources is looking for public input on the redevelopment plan for Johnson Shut-In State Park. Much of the park was destroyed last December in the breach at the Tomsock Reservoir. The plan was shown to the public at open houses over the weekend at the park and last night at the St. Louis County Library's Oak Bend branch. It includes a relocated campground, new roads, and stream restoration. The plan can be viewed online through a link at mostateparks.com/jshutins until September 10th. Redevelopment is set to begin after the park closes on October 2nd. This WGNU News report is brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Switch to State Farm and your great driving record could help you get great discounts. Talk to Agent Jake Schellinger in St. Louis today and get your reward here and now. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Southbound 178 at Ladue, there's an accident reported. Lilac at 270, there's an accident there. Westbound 270 at 367 in West Forreston with poor congestion going on there. Northbound 270 at 55 and 44 at stop and go traffic. Eastbound 70 from K to Mid Rivers, look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 between Mormon Temple and Hanley, look for slow traffic in pockets. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, look for heavy volume going on there. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays this hour, as well as delays coming into downtown from the Eads Bridge, as well as the King Bridge. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play pick three from the Illinois Lottery. Watch for the green ball double draw. One green ball, two chances to win. Illinois Lottery, have a ball, play responsibly. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, look forward to cloudy, scattered showers are possible. The high should be in the mid-70s. For this evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers low in the lower 60s. Wednesday, Cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day with a high around 80. Then on Thursday, look forward to partly cloudy skies. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 70 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 70 degrees and drizzle as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on the Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. To you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Let's get a contest going here. I'm going to want your best guess on this one. It's a secret now, so pay very close attention because I'm going to tell the secret. There was a piece of legislation introduced by a Republican and a Democrat. This is in the United States Senate. A piece of legislation that would create a searchable database of government contracts, of government grants, of government insurance, of government loans, and government financial assistance. And all of these things added up together amounts to about $2.5 trillion, okay? Two senators, a Republican and a Democrat, said, you know what? We need to make government more transparent.
We need to find a searchable database. What does that mean? That means that you can go to your little handy-dandy internet, type in a word, say, George Bush's brother. Not those words, but Neil Bush. And in a searchable database, it would just look through the database and see how many times you got a hit on Neil Bush, how many loans he got, how many contracts he got, et cetera, et cetera. What a lovely tool. And why haven't we had it before now? A searchable database of $2.5 trillion worth of money that our good government hands out. Great idea, right? Oh, the measure had been unanimously passed in a voice vote last month by the Senate Homeland Security and the Governmental Affairs Committee. It was on the fast track to getting approved. Simple piece of action, right? And they were getting ready to approve it before Congress recessed August 4th. Before someone put a hold on the measure. You know what kind of hold they put? And this is where I want you all to just jump in here. An unidentified senator placed a secret hold, and these are their terms, not mine, a quote-unquote secret hold on legislation. They can do that. Apparently they can do that. It's a parliamentary mover. It's a secret, double, triple secret probation secret move, parliamentary move. That any piece of legislation, a senator can put a hold on it. Who knew? Why didn't they do that with Alito? Who knows? Now the bill is in political limbo, and under Senate rules, unless the senator who places the hold decides to lift it, the bill will not be brought up for a vote. And you know what? Conservatives and the liberals are howling at the moon about this one. It's prompted conservative and liberal government watchdogs to band together to smoke out the senator. Who's this senator? There's a website called porkbusters.org. And they posted the photographs of all the senatorial suspects with asking, who is the secret holder? Who's the secret holder? I say Joe Lieberman. That's who I say. That's who I say. We got to smoke them out, folks. Who put a hold on this? What senator put a hold on this? Outrageous. They did this before. He did this before he went on vacation. And who knew that there was this secret hold that you could put on stuff? Why haven't they been doing it before? My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
In the beginning, there were but a few that gave birth to a new fad in music called rock and roll. They were referred to as the legends of rock. And now Goldie's Music has compiled the greatest hits of three of these legends: Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, Chuck Berry.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. I'm Mr. Rankin.
is great. Balls of fire.
This 3-CD package is not available in store, so call toll-free right now and order your very own copy of The Legends of Rock. Call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995. 1-800-577-3995.
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on The Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program, despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Holding back the years, thinking about the fear I've had so long. When somebody here listen to the fear that's gone.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. This is the anniversary of the day that Katrina hit. I was on vacation this time last year. And then I found myself sitting there just glued to the television set. Glued to the television set. And we need to ask ourselves, what has happened in the years since Katrina? On the one hand, we have Mayor Ray Nagins. When people are pushing up on him, why isn't New Orleans better a year after? He says, well, you know, it's been 5 years and there's still a hole in the ground in New York from 9/11. I understand that. I understand that. But Ray Nagins is not George W. Bush. Ray Nagins is the mayor of a city that was 400 plus thousand people and is now 200 plus thousand people. Ray Nagins doesn't have the ability to pick up a phone and talk to, no, have people call him that have the money. George Bush has that. He's the top of the food chain. And we have people that are suffering. A city that is not, there's still one third of the trash has not been picked up in New Orleans. A year later, for crying out loud, a year later. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I have a question about, in the past you've done some live remotes.
Mm-hmm.
Any possibility we could have a Looking Black segment with you reporting live, talking to the people and the politicians down in New Orleans?
Sure, that's a possibility.
Okay.
A possibility.
Is it a probability?
It is not a probability as we speak right now, but it's a possibility.
Well, gas is down to $2.50. I think we can get enough people to get you some gas to drive down there.
Okay, sure. You know somebody that wants to sponsor it?
Well, let's see what we can do.
All right, find somebody that would sponsor it, and it's a done deal.
All right, thank you very much.
It's a done deal. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm just fine. I had to call and tell you, we are under a full moon. That's why you had all the crazos this morning.
Just one crazo, and then comments after the one crazo.
Okay. I just wanted you to know.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. A year later, a few of the houses that were in the Ninth Ward, we're talking about the Ninth Ward, just a handful of the houses that were 10 feet underwater are being restored. Just a handful have even been pulled down. They're still finding bodies in the Ninth Ward in houses. It's been effectively abandoned. And even in a white district that was a couple miles northwest of center, that community is also is all desolation. And ask yourself this. I mean, don't you feel this? And as the president, aren't you supposed to feel this? Aren't you supposed to feel this? Where are the people who were bussed when they didn't know where they were going, bussed out of New Orleans? Where are they now? Hundreds of thousands of people who were bussed out of New Orleans, where are they now? Are they in homes? Do they have jobs? Have they found their families? Have they been able to find their families? Where did they go to? All the cities that opened their hands and their hearts to these people, where are they? We had people in Texas. We had people bused to, they didn't know they were going. But they were bused to Utah. Utah said that they were going to open up our hands and our hearts and we're going to have a home for these people. Where are they now? Where are they now? These are the questions that we need to be asking. And these are the questions that remain unanswered in the day that we're seeing the PR campaign for George Bush and what has been done since 9/11. I mean, since the Katrina. It's just disturbing. It's disturbing and sad. And a commentary again on who we are as a nation. It's a commentary on who we are as a nation. There were 20,000 people that were dropped off in Birmingham. How many people are there a year later? Only 1,500. 93% of the people left. Where did they go? 100,000 people were dropped off in Atlanta. Only 16% have gone. Where did they go? Baton Rouge. 300,000 people were dropped off in Baton Rouge. Where are they now? That's 25 to 50,000 people. Houston, 250,000 people. These are a million people, y'all. moved all over this country. Where are they? 40,000 people sat in the Superdome in Houston, and Boy George's mama said, this is the best they ever had it. Better than the way they were living before. Where are they? I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back.
St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Centrum. Westbound 270 at Lilac and New Forest, and expect congestion there. Northbound 270 at 55 and 44. Stop and go. Eastbound 70 at K and Mid Rivers. Look for heavy volume going on there as well. Eastbound 40 from 270 at Clayton Morrison is slow. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and Bayless. Look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 at Illinois 203 and Canal Bridge. We've got some delays going on there as well. Eastbound 40, 44 at 141 and 270. Look for some delays there as well. Also, all your approaches into the downtown are stacked up this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Centrum. When it comes to multivitamins, it's not just the number of ingredients, but how they interact that counts. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients to bring out their full potential. Centrum is balanced and complete. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Cloudy, scattered showers today, high in the mid-70s. This evening, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers, low in the lower 60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning. Partly sunny throughout the day, high around 80. And Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 70 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68 with drizzle. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Donna Gamash.
And I'm Carrie Silverstock.
Join us every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for Make It Happen stories on Women Inspiring Women.
Right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Aquí está lo que estabas esperando, la nueva Radio Mix. Sintonízanos todos los domingos de 6 a 8 de la noche a partir del 3 de septiembre por WGNU 920 AM. Entrevistas, eventos y la mejor música para ti. Radio Mix, la nueva de San Luis.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Huss. Join me tonight at 7:05 after the news as we circle the bases right here on Radio 920. We'll get our roundtable panel together to talk about what's happening in the world of sports. It's going to be lively, and it goes in any direction, and that's what makes it fun. Make sure you listen to us tonight on Circle the Bases, 7:05 right here on Radio 920.
What is hospice care? Families turn to hospice care when they're facing the terminal illness of a loved one. The Point of Change Hospice provides an environment in which families can cope with the transition of their loved one in the supportive, loving, and comfortable setting of the home. Through pain management, emotional counseling and support, and compassionate health care, the Point of Change Hospice treats the patient as a whole person facing end-of-life issues, providing physical, emotional, and spiritual care for adults and children in the last phases of terminal illness. Please give Point of Change a call. One of their counselors is waiting to talk to you and hold your hand throughout this process. The number is 535-4500. That's 535-4500. Point of Change Hospice Care. Caring for families, caring for our community, and caring for you.
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on the Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hear to sing?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. Otis.
Yes, Liz, you, your question was, where are they? Mm-hmm. Are those folks who left?
Who were displaced?
But, you know, I see them. I see them. I put out food on my tables and clothing out here. And over the years, you know, I do that. And I see them coming again, mixed with the other people who are already poor, getting cans of food and clothing. All over the United States, those folks have just disappeared right in the midst of all the other poor people that are in those towns. And they have really made our work intense. Well, the crisis that happened when the lights went out just multiplied the intensity of, I couldn't keep a can of a ready to eat food here. You know, I gave out all my meatballs and spaghetti and beef stew and all to families that didn't have transportation to even get to the other places. I was getting calls from Kinlock and places like that for women with children who didn't have no water, and they were trapped in the house and didn't have transportation, and some of them were those folks. So they've just kind of melted into all of the other poor pockets of cities, like Birmingham, where I come from, and my sister. And when I went down there, I saw them in the middle of all the poverty pockets in Birmingham, but they've mixed up and they've given up even reaching out.
Wait a minute. Let me just put some numbers behind what you're saying, Otis. Birmingham, they were praised for their quick response to the storm. 20,000 people were evacuated to, were moved to, lifted to Birmingham.
Right.
There are only 1,500 there now. And they can't compete with jobs. There's a 21% of the residents in Birmingham already living below poverty.
That's exactly. So when we wonder where they are, many of them have just given up. When I see them at my place today, I talk about the relief efforts. They just kind of look at me and smile. They say, "Well, we were yesterday's news."
Mm.
And so you know, they're here, and they make tears come to our eyes. You know, I celebrate that event every day when I see them, and I see the little kids who try to scrape diapers up and all those things. But it is a tragedy that is that's beyond anything I've seen in my lifetime, and the disappearing of that city, which is my family's roots down in Louisiana, they've just disappeared. They're gone. But they're not gone. We're all feeling it, and they're getting the same. They realize once that they were out of the big headlines that they were going to be out here with these folks here struggling. And I see them, and I ask them, and they tell me the relief efforts were just, if none at all, are very pitiful.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah,
Otis.
Thank you.
And I'd like to underscore something that Otis said. Do you think people really cared? Consider this. When over a million people, we're talking about 50,000 people moved to San Antonio, 250,000 people moved to Houston, 20,000 people moved to Birmingham, 100,000 people moved to Atlanta, 300,000 people moved to Baton Rouge. Are we talking about close to a million people moved all over this country? Check this out. There was a lack of cooperation between state, local, and federal levels that has made it impossible to track these human beings. Do you think that our government gave a hoot? Gave a hoot? They're not even tracking them. Because they didn't want to know. They didn't want to know. One 927 WGNU. And you want to hear something horrible? The people that were moved to Houston, 250,000 people. Most of the people are still there, about 150,000 or so. Most of the families earn about $26,000 a year. And these people have been blamed for overcrowding. These people have been blamed for a rise in crime. In fact, the evacuees, the victims, feel so stigmatized that they often hide their identity when they apply for jobs or they're applying for social services. Wow. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget this Saturday, because this is the year anniversary of Katrina. I want you to join me and Irene J. Smith at the Urban Institute when we will show Spike Lee's movie, When the Levees Broke. When the Levees Broke is four parts to this extraordinary documentary about what happened. Four parts to it. We will be showing all four parts. So it will start at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, this coming Saturday. We'll also have copies of Loose Change to give away as well. Have some food there for you. So join us from 7 to 11 Saturday morning. The address is 1020 North Taylor. This is the International Urban Institute. This is what we do. We want you to come out, and we want you to feel this and be inspired by this, and also to work with our organization. We have changes to make. Car phone.
Leah, how are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. I was trying to speak. Did Otis, was he eating some food and different things down there?
Was Otis giving away food?
No, I was trying to see if he needed some.
If he needed some.
Down.
All right. Tell you what, I'll have Otis. I'm sure Otis is still listening. If you want to leave your number, I'll have Howard take your number, and if Otis calls back, we'll pass your number on to him.
All right.
Okay?
Thanks for taking my call, Liz.
All right. Take care now.
Okay, bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Ooh, you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. And again, my email is revolution@lizbrown.com. I am on the World Wide Web. The show is archived at whiterosesociety.org. So if you've missed an hour, go get an hour at whiterosesociety.org. My name is Liz Brown. And you can also check out the website at lizbrown.com. That's lizbrown.com. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We're going to take a break. I'll get back to you all on the line when I get back. Stay with me.
I'm John Womack. I'm the host of On the Table, a program about food and wine and enjoying yourself every Tuesday at noon. So tune in here on WGNU 920 AM.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Seattle. A federal judge has said no to a plan by the Bush administration to weaken rules pertaining to the use of pesticides. District Judge John Conower says there is no scientific reasoning for such a change in those rules. In 2001, the EPA was sued by several environmental groups for allowing the sale of pesticides before consulting with the government's own ecological agencies. There was concern that harm could be done to salmon. 3 years later, the Bush administration created its own rule that said the EPA did not have to consult with any source to determine if pesticides posed a threat to protected species. This is what the latest lawsuit was over, whether or not the government could simply ignore the Endangered Species Act. The judge says the government cannot do that. There have been charges that the EPA has become too entangled with the pesticide industry and puts their concerns before the safety of people. A number of former EPA officials have gone on to become lobbyists for the pesticide industry and are familiar with the ins and outs of how to get things done in Washington. Earlier this year, 14 states filed a petition with the EPA to require a listing of all ingredients in pesticides on the labels. Current requirements are only to show the active ingredients that kill weeds and insects. Everything else is shown as, quote, inert ingredients, unquote. But many of those inert ingredients are known or suspected of causing cancer, damage to various human organs and the environment, as well as birth defects. So far, there has been little movement on that petition from the states, other than a lot of lip service. This is your wake-up call global news update.
What is hospice care? Families turn to hospice care when facing the terminal illness of a loved one. The Point of Change Hospice provides an environment in which families can cope with the transition of their loved ones in the supportive, loving, and comfortable setting of their own home. Through pain management,
emotional counseling and support, and compassionate health care. The Point of Change Hospice treats the patient as a whole person facing end-of-life issues. They provide physical, emotional, practical, and spiritual care for adults and children in the last phases of terminal illnesses. Skilled nurses, medical social services, occupational therapy, physical therapy, chaplain counseling, bereavement follow-up. Please give them a call at 535-4500. One of their counselors is waiting to hold your hand and walk you through this process. The Point of Change Hospice, 535-4500. Caring for families, caring for our community, and caring for you.
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on The Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
What you say, for that I'll love you forever. You kept your word to me, for that I'll love you forever. A promise is a promise in my eyes. Can't say it.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. And don't forget, the show is archived at whiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. So if you've missed an hour, that's all right. You can go ahead and get your hour at whiterosesociety.org. whiterosesociety.org. Florida is getting ready as Ernesto closes in, and it kind of it's kind of like it's unfortunate the way that what happens to the people in New Orleans, what happens to people, the people on the Gulf Coast, what happens, what has happened to them. It's like, well, we experimented on them. They taught us what we need to know about the next time. Huh? We'll do better in the next disaster because of what we have learned from Katrina. What have we learned? What lesson was taught? What lesson was absorbed? We have hundreds of thousands of people displaced. We have programs for poor people non-existent. We have the wealthy making millions, hundreds of millions of dollars off of no-bid contracts. What have we learned from Katrina? Maybe, and maybe all lessons are PR lessons. Maybe the only lessons that anybody can glean, any administration, any government, any country can glean from a tragedy is the PR lesson. And that's the lesson of how do we make certain that we are not blamed for the next tragedy. Certainly the lesson is not how do we fix this. It's all a PR lesson. Jean.
Oh, Liz?
Yes.
Did you ever see a barnyard full of chickens?
Certainly I have.
Okay. Usually there's a big rooster.
There's always a big rooster.
And did you ever watch this rooster bobble its head back and forth?
Absolutely.
Who does that remind you of?
George Bush.
You got it. You better not put another cockadoodle in there because me and they go at it, don't they?
They honestly do. And it, every time that I watched a news conference with George W. Bush the other day, and he said straight in our face as his head was bobbling back and forth and, you know, and strutting his stuff, that no one in his administration had ever said that that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11. That's a lie.
You got it. I tell you, I don't know where we're going, but I don't think it's very good.
I don't think it's very good either, Jean.
But thank you anyway, Liz.
Thanks for your call.
Uh-huh.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. If you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Are people just, you know, making their, changing their stuff based upon what we report here on the wake-up call? I'm inclined to believe so. The suspects, remember how one of the issues that we brought up here on the wake-up call? About these supposed suspects that were going to blow up imminently, the imminent danger. We have to shut down the airports. We have to take all of your shampoo and toothpaste. We're under attack. Give me your toothpaste. Give me your toothpaste. People's lives were disrupted. Some people had serious issues that occurred as a result of this toothpaste alert. And the reason why they shut down the airport is because it was an imminent attack, right? Well, buried in the bottom of the USA Today on page 5A, teeny tiny little paragraph, I think this should be the headline story rather than JonBenet and the world's most expensive DNA test. Check this out. The suspects in the alleged plot to blow up U.S. passenger jets over the Atlantic were, quote, not prepared to strike immediately. Huh? Isn't this a front page story? Isn't this a front page story? And that's what the New York Times has reported. And they've cited 5 senior British officials. Now, this runs a little bit counter to what we were told on August 10th. That's why they took your toothpaste. That's why they took your shampoo and your $7 bottle of water and your wine. The Times wrote that the new details that emerged from the interviews with the high-ranking British, European, and American officials last week indicate the suspects had made considerable progress in their planning, but it was not imminent. The Times also reported that the authorities moved ahead with the arrest because, quote, a key figure in the plot had been apprehended in Pakistan. Huh. So why did they shut down the airport in London? And again, I don't have a degree in geography because maybe Pakistan is in Great Britain. I didn't know. I don't have a degree in geography, but I'm fairly certain that the Pakistani airport and the London Heathrow airport are in two different countries. I'm fairly certain. Again, I have no degree in geography, but I'm fairly certain. If you arrested the lead dude in Pakistan and it wasn't an imminent threat, why did you shut down the airport in London? I'm just asking. I'm just asking. Ooh, you're on the wake-up call. You're on the wake-up call.
Revolution in the
I guess you're not. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back in the last hour of the wake-up call this morning. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
There is nothing happening. And they're feeding the public a line of bull, and it's spinning. And people are dying down here.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin in a radio interview 1 year ago today as Hurricane Katrina slammed the city. ABC's Alex Stone on how New Orleans is marking this first anniversary.
It's a day packed full of remembrances here. Bells will be rung across New Orleans at 9:38 Central Time this morning, the moment the first levee broke. Also today, a march will move through town, beginning in the Lower Ninth Ward, one of the hardest hit areas of New Orleans. And a concert will be held this evening in honor of the victims who were lost.
President Bush gets a look at some of the rebuilding effort in New Orleans today. Katrina also gave Florida a beating. Today, the state is bracing for Tropical Storm Ernesto.
This is not expected to be a huge storm in the sense that it's not going to have massive winds, and so there aren't widespread evacuations ordered. But people know that even a storm like this can cause a lot of power outages, and so being unprepared comes at a big price.
ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman in Miami. John Mark Carr, no longer a suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey murder case. Authorities in Boulder, Colorado, say the former teacher's DNA doesn't match that found on the six-year-old's body. Forensic psychiatrist Keith Abloh says Carr's claim may be a cry for help.
He has only his pain, which he has refused to look at to date because he says his mother was nearly perfect. How can your mother be nearly perfect when she tried to kill you and sexually assault you?
Carr is wanted in California on unrelated charges. The fugitive leader of a polygamist Mormon sect has been arrested in northern and southern Nevada. The FBI says Warren Jeffs was taken into custody after he and two other people were pulled over by a Nevada Highway Patrol officer yesterday. Jeffs was wanted in Utah and in Arizona on suspicion of sexual misconduct for allegedly arranging marriages between underage girls and older men. He's been on the FBI's 10 most wanted list for years. This is ABC News.
Behind every great fan are tasty snacks from Walmart. A football party takes will, determination, and some DiGiorno pizza. And when that pizza joins forces with Chex Mix, Campbell's Chunky Chili, and washed down by Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, you're guaranteed a touchdown. Fortunately, it's easy to get all the fuel for your appetizer machine at Walmart. Come to Walmart to stock up on all you need to feed your crowd at the Walmart price. Get plenty. It's game time.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For example, the 10 million saved is 10 million earned dynamic. Or the our month-end reports actually happen by the end of the month dynamic. Or the yes, I can forecast the revenue, no, I don't own a crystal ball dynamic. How do you manage these dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
ABC News marks the fifth anniversary of the September 11th attacks with a series called Remembering 9/11. Today, Aaron Katursky meets a fireman who helped build the memorial at Ground Zero.
Jonathan Lee Ielpe was a firefighter with Squad 288.
And Lee Ielpe's son.
And he said, "Dad, we're going to the World Trade Center." I said, "Jonathan, okay, be careful."
The last time father and son spoke.
He made it in time to get into the South Tower. That's where we recovered Jonathan.
Along with his company.
19 men responded out of one firehouse. All 19 men are dead.
Ielpe searched Ground Zero 3 months before he found his son's remains. In the last 5 years, he focused his grief on the Tribute Center, a temporary memorial museum next to Ground Zero, about the events of September 11th. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Andre Agassi has at least one more match left in his pro career. He won his opening match at the U.S. Open, coming back to beat Andre Pavel of Romania in 4 sets. Agassi says he'll retire after the tournament. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, police are still looking for a suspect in a shooting in West County. 49-year-old Michael Patton was shot early yesterday morning at a home in the 13,000 block of Longstone near Valley Park. Investigators believe Patton knows the shooter, but no arrests have been made. Patton's injuries aren't considered life-threatening. St. Louis public health officials report the city's first 3 human cases of the West Nile virus this year. A 41-year-old man, a 68-year-old man, and a 52-year-old man have tested positive for the mosquito-borne disease. Last year, there were 5 cases of the virus in the city with no deaths. Today marks the first anniversary of Hurricane Katrina making landfall in the Gulf Coast. A dozen volunteers from the Humane Society of Missouri were among those assisting in rescuing and treating animal storm victims. Debbie Hill, the vice president of operations for the Humane Society, says it was quite a sight.
It epitomized what you're in this business for. These are true, desperate situations. Just as someone desperately needed rescue from their rooftop, so did the animals that they were forced to leave behind.
The Humane Society also helped reunite some animals with the owners who were forced to leave them behind and brought some dogs and cats back to St. Louis to be adopted. Finally this hour, a group of advocates will rally for health care this morning in Jefferson City. Members of grassroots organizing and other advocates will use a street theater performance outside the governor's mansion to show their support for an everybody-in, nobody-out health care safety net in Missouri. The group is targeting what it calls Governor Matt Blunt's elimination of Missouri Medicaid. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Deals Stores. There's a new Deals in town with a brand new look. They still have great $1 deals, plus big deals that are too good to pass up. So they're passing them on to you. Come in for their grand reopening celebration September 1st. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Advil Muscle Aid. Westbound 40 between St. Louis Science Center and Hanley. Traffic has returned back to normal. Southbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road and Page. Stop and go traffic due to an earlier accident near Dorset. Northbound 270 from 40 through Dorset. Look for stop and go traffic. And there are a number of construction areas going on throughout the major metropolitan area as well as the St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and Metro East. Just use caution as you roll around those areas and slow down through the work zones. Northbound 141 at Fiedler Lane, there's also a report of an accident. That has been a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Advil Muscle Ache. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Wherever you hurt, Advil works. Advil, the every pain reliever. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Cloudy, scattered showers day, high in the mid-70s this evening. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low in the lower 60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high around 80. And Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 80s. Currently, we have 68 degrees. Lambert Field is still holding at 70 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on the Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Darius.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It seems to me that these agencies that's supposed to be at war with these terrorists seem to be painting a profile of procrastinating terrorists.
Okay, make yourself clear.
Okay, like the so-called terrorists, plot that was foiled in Florida.
Right.
They had said that they had planned on doing this, but they just...
They called them more aspirational than operational.
Yeah, isn't that like procrastination?
I mean, no, actually...
I mean, in a sense, they're saying that these guys...
Well, no, procrastination means that you have a plan, you just haven't executed. They're saying more aspirational. They kind of want to have a plan have a plan.
Yeah, they was moving on it, but they
they're not even getting
I'm
to move
like,
it on.
Wait a minute, this sounds a little screwy here.
No, they're not even giving them credit for moving on it. They're saying that they wanted to move on it.
Right.
Aspirational.
Exactly. It's amazing. It's the profile that they're painting. It just really give way to the truth. You know that's a lot of untruth when you just hear even how they present it on the news media.
Mm.
Let me give you another example. They were talking about somebody had found a letter on a plane. I think that was yesterday. I can't remember where it was. But they forced the plane down, and then they made everybody get out the plane, checked all the baggage. And then at the end of the story, they said they didn't immediately find a bomb. I said, well, did you find a bomb or not? And that was it. They didn't say, we found a bomb. They said, we didn't immediately find a bomb.
There you go. There
those
you go.
Are little key things that the media throws up that you have to be mindful when you hear the news.
Absolutely.
That you got to read in between the lines. My son told me something really profound a couple of weeks ago. He said, if you're going to watch TV, watch it. Observe it. Because it will reveal to you in between the lines. You can read between the lines and hear the real truth, what's going on.
All right.
You have a good day.
Thanks for your call. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, Liz.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, I kind of sometimes try to get you, but be a little hard getting in. But listen, what I called about that John Bonet case.
The John Bonet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I called you one day, but you had a guess. This guy there in Bangkok, where he were, those lawmen was taking their passports and had painted them. You know, they're teaching in them schools. And see, they couldn't leave the state. See, and what's happening? He done used this to get back home. On he got a year or two in that. And by him being white, you know he gonna walk. But
oh no, California has issued a warrant for him, and he's being transported to California for kiddie porn charges that they had charged him with years ago, and he fled the country.
Yeah, but what about 2 or 3 years? But see, like I say, see, Bangkok was taking those people's passports and things over there, you know, because and probably what he was doing over there, them kids, you know, going where they can buy them and stuff and all that stuff over there too. But see, what I'm saying, if they got his passport, he can't leave out of town, you know.
All right, thanks
so
for you.
If he push this to get home, which he has, and you watch it, and I'm gonna go on record, it's gonna come out later.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
All right, you too.
All right.
Bob, quickly, please.
Yes, I just wanted to say that while we were watching John Bonet, about 18 more American soldiers was killed in Iraq.
Mm.
And the big thing, and when you get your guest on, I wish you would ask, is this whole Iran thing not about protecting Israel? There is no threat from Iran to the United States, and there will not be.
None.
And the last time that Iran tried to build a nuclear facility, the Israelis blew it up. So why not let them do it again if that's what's going to happen?
Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Liz.
My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back after this. Stay with me.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind, too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I've found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-652-7793. That's 877-652-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds. Those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-652-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on the Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Hospice care. And families turn to hospice care when facing the terminal illness of a loved one. The Point of Change Hospice provides an environment in which families can cope with the transition of their loved one in the supportive, loving, and comfortable setting of the home. Through pain management and emotional counseling and support and compassionate health care, the Point of Change Hospice treats the patient as a whole person facing end-of-life issues. They provide physical, emotional, practical, and spiritual care for adults and children in the last phases of terminal illness. The Point of Change Hospice, skilled hospice nursing, occupational therapy, physical therapy, chaplain counseling services, bereavement follow-up, physician-ordered services. They accept Medicare, Medicaid, and private health insurance. You pay nothing. The Point of Change Hospice. Please give them a call. One of their counselors is waiting to talk to you and hold your hand through this difficult time. 535-4500. That's 535-4500. The Point of Change Hospice Care. Caring for our families, caring for our community, and caring for you.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This hour we're going to have a conversation, particularly in light of the JonBenet story and the fixation that this media has on blonde little girls, blonde women. The fixation that the media has on telling the story from a certain perspective. And when they tell the story, is the story told not only from the perspective that gives benefit and gives priority and gives adornment to one group of people. At the same time, when the media tells this story, when they wrap their loving, caring arms around the 10-year-old dead body, the 10-year dead body of JonBenet, is it just love that they're expressing, or are they also expressing disdain for 10-year dead brown bodies? We need to talk about that this morning, and it's a perfect time to have this discussion. We have guests joining us from both sides of the United States. We have Crystal Brent Zook. She's a contributing writer with Essence Magazine. She's joining us from New York. And also Dr. Beretta Shemaya Day, joining us from Tucson, Arizona. Ladies, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Dr. Smith Shemaya?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? And Crystal Brent Zook, good morning. How are you, and welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to talk to you. One of the things that we're going to do is we're going to have a conversation. We're also going to, one of my interns is also going to be helping us in this discussion, this imaging of black women in the media. And Natasha, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Natasha, I want you to start with the reason why you picked this particular topic to focus on for your internship.
Well, I'm very interested in as an African American woman, I'm very interested in the way that we are portrayed in media, and much study and emphasis has been done on film. And I think that television is so accessible and so prevalent in our society, especially for young people from a very young age. We're immersed in
how we are portrayed and the way that you see yourself and even seeing yourself at all sometimes has an effect on how you're viewed, the things that you see that are possible for yourself and for your future. So that led to just me being very interested in this topic and wanting to do research and know more about African-American women and their portrayal historically and contemporarily.
Well, let's start with one particular person in the media, one woman that you focused on in your studies and your research of this issue.
Well, the way that I approached it, maybe not so much from a particular person, but some of the roles that are open and available to African-American women, some of the seemingly stereotypical or typical roles that we find ourselves in, the mammy type character, the sassy black woman, the successful doesn't need a man type of woman, you know, always portrayed as kind of a hard-nosed character, busybody character, and it doesn't give a full portrayal of the richness of African-American women.
Well, let's bring some of our guests in on this discussion. Crystal, you have dealt with this issue in many of all the articles that you've written and the books that you have written. How are we doing out here in terms of how black women are portrayed?
Well, not very well. We, you know, the vast majority of television shows are still comedies. African-American cast shows are still comedies. We do have mixed-race dramas that has been a movement, I think, in the right direction in a lot of instances. But what I found in my work is some of the most fascinating lessons about race happen behind the scenes of those shows, where you really didn't get to see what happened and all of the struggles that various African American producers and directors were having just in getting, say, a black doctor to be part of an ensemble cast, or an attorney, or, you know, someone who would just be part of what they call organic integration, just be a part of life and not particularly because they are African American or Latino. There were a lot of struggles that have taken place behind the scenes.
Okay, exactly. And you discussed that to great detail in your book, Color by Fox. Could you maybe elaborate on some of the specific examples that you gave? I know you talked about the Sinbad Show and some others. Could you talk more about that?
Well, you know, in my also in my second book, Black Women's Lives, I focused one chapter on a filmmaker named Gina Prince Bythewood. And she worked in television. She's actually the writer and director of Love and Basketball. But before making her films, she worked in television for many years. And she told me about, I don't know if your listeners will remember, the show called Sweet Justice that was on in 1995. And it was only on for one season. But it was a show, you know, a civil rights law firm set in the South. This Lee Tyson was the star of the show. She was an attorney. And the writers behind the scenes were 100% white. And, you know, she was brought on to work on the show, and she just thought it was amazing in 1995 that you would have this kind of you know, blindness. They didn't think that the law firm needed any other black attorneys as cast members, just Cicely Tyson. She was the only one. So, and then what happened once Gina came on as a producer and as a writer is there was one episode in particular where they talked about adoption of African-American kids who were being placed in white homes. And at the time, you might remember Losing Isaiah was a big movie at the time with Jessica Lange, and it sort of made the white mother the hero, and it made the Halle Berry character, who was a crack addict, Halle Berry, the mother, was the villain.
It absolutely made the white woman the hero. And,
right.
And you really felt her pain in that movie.
Right. So Gina came on with all of that context, and as a matter of fact, she was personally adopted by white parents and was raised in an all-white community, so she knew something about this topic and wrote the script, and basically she just wrote it in a way that it would be more aware and more sensitive that a lot of people feel that, you know, some African-American children belong in black families, that that's a better option for them. Well, her script was, she was told that it was too black. So, I mean, just the kind of strange negotiations that happen when, you know, here's someone who brought her experience to bear and someone who had lived that and who had suffered a lot of pain because of it, actually, because of being raised in an all-white community where no one talked about her, talked to her about being black. And she brought her personal life to the script and was told that it wasn't good enough.
And don't we also have to underscore the fact that Cecily Tyson being brought in at that time, Cecily Tyson was a big deal. She's a big-time actress, and for her to take a role like that in a series was should have been an advantage for the studio that was doing it.
Right, and they should have been aware that it just didn't make logical sense to have a civil rights law firm with just one attorney. Gina was able to bring on Cree Summers, who you may remember from A Different World, and she became the other African-American attorney on the show. But like I said, it only lasted one season, and most dramas that focus on African-American experience don't last very long.
And have we made, I mean, that was 1995? We're 2006 right now. What has come to replace that in that 10-year period?
Well, not much. You know, there's been some multiracial dramas that you've never heard of, probably. Courthouse was the next one that Gina worked on. And, you know, just a lot of struggles behind the scenes where they didn't end up lasting. I think the most egregious example is Under One Roof, which was starred James Earl Jones, and it was on in the mid-90s. Under One Roof was an all-black cast family drama, and you know, it was star-studded. I mean, James Earl Jones, you know, and excellent writers. It was beyond the kind of quality. It was really the kind of quality you would see on HBO or something like that. And it was canceled after one season.
We're going to be back with more of this conversation. This is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
The Citizens Commission on Human Rights of St. Louis Incorporated presents the Electric Shock Radio Hour, a call and talk radio show airing on WGNU AM 920, on the net at WGNU.net, Wednesday nights starting at 7 p.m., hosted by Roger Teagarden, Executive Director of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, St. Louis, Missouri. It is a timely and lively discussion of the scourge of modern civilization, psychiatry.
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on the Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. We're having a discussion this morning on how women of African descent are portrayed, how the media talks about them, how the media views them, how the media tells their stories about them. Joining me in the studio is one of my interns, Natasha Herod. She is here to talk to the guests, and this is the story that she wanted to bring to you this summer. So, Natasha.
Good morning. Dr. Smith-Shamat, if you could just kind of give us a little bit about your background and your particular areas of study in relation to your book, Shaded Lives, African American Women in Television.
My background in terms of my study is that I have a production background, and then I got a PhD in film and television critical studies. And Shaded Lives comes out of the work that I did in graduate school. And the kinds of things that I teach now are generally about television and representation. So that includes race and gender, sexuality and class. Those are the things I focus on most, in the way that in more recent times, the way that we can transform the way we think about media and how media impacts the way we live and how we consider ourselves.
Okay. Well, in terms of representation, particularly in the media and in the news, in light of the JonBenet Ramsey case and all of the attention that has resurged, how, and I think it's been brought out many, many times as far as the many black children that we have lost that have not received a percentage of the attention that this case has received. What does that speak to in terms of gender and race relations as far as media is concerned?
Well, what I think it speaks to is that the status quo is very much in place in the way, not just representationally, but in our real lived lives, of how black lives, black and brown, or people of color's lives are valued in this particular society. In fact, I was just talking about this yesterday in our class. The biggest story of last week was, of all stories, even a little bit more than, it's certainly in competition with Israel and Lebanon, was this discussion of JonBenet's killer's finding. And for people of color, for women of color, it once again illustrates that our lives are not valued in the least little way. And even with other children are abducted. You know, we don't have children abducted every single solitary day, raped, murdered, and whatnot. However, they will not receive the kind of coverage that this child murder did, in some ways based on their both racialized but also socioeconomic positioning.
Isn't there competition, Doctor, between not only the story coming out of Lebanon, the war coming out of Lebanon, but also the year of Katrina? We have the anniversary of one of the greatest natural disasters to hit the shores of the United States. We have that happening right now. And this on the front page of USA Today and every other newspaper, JonBenet is still a front page story when it turns out that the guy didn't do it.
Yeah, it's incredible in many regards, but we shouldn't be surprised, but it still always is surprising how this country continually focuses, or it more even not focuses on, but continues to present what is most essential to us, what seems to be the most essential thing to the larger society or mainstream society, and that is a privileging or a focus on a sort of racialized gender, if you will. That is the most important thing to us, and the protecting, and all of these other things. Katrina probably would, or JonBenet may not have taken as much precedent had Katrina been a different group of people who were killed and displaced. But
Kennebunkport, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Mm.
Perhaps. So it's both surprising and, as I said, status quo all at the same time.
So when you have this devaluation of African-American lives in the actual, in reality, then how does that translate to how they are portrayed fictionally?
I think there are two things. I think what we see fictionally is a part of the ongoing real-life struggles that we have in our various institutions, whether it's education or employment or et cetera. I think you see that reflected very much so in our representation. And talking, you know, speaking to what Dr. Brent Zucker just talked about a little while ago, when she mentioned about television and kind of behind the scenes, if we look at just some of the fictional representations that have been put forward to talk about the way television operates, whether that's Dancing in September or Bamboozled, they both kind of illustrate the understanding of whiteness, if you will, in constructing the representation of black and brown life. And the focus becomes, in our discourses today, that representation is the only ground in which we can have context. You know, people want to talk a lot about representation because it seems to be the only thing that we have any kind of say in anymore.
When we look at some of the representations out here, and I've been noticing that it seems like we're seeing more and more black women with white men in the media. We're seeing that on television. We're seeing that in movies in terms of the types of relationships that we're seeing, and fewer black men and black women. Is my observation, is that what you all are seeing? And what is the implication of that? And what's the impact of that? And either one of you, Crystal or Dr. Shimaide.
Well, I think in general it may be part of this movement that really was a big movement in television over the last 10 years that producers sort of call organic integration. And there's a sense that we don't want to focus on race anymore. We want it just to be a natural thing. We want to integrate the workplace and have, you know, interracial relationships and friendships and coworkers who are of all different backgrounds. I think the impulse was a good one on the part of, you know, some African-American producers as well as white producers, but it ignores, as we're saying, the reality of racism on the ground in real life, that you don't have these sort of painless, seamless relationships and friendships, and there is a lot of tension and heartache in families, in the workplace, when you do have integration. So,
but doesn't it also take another swat at the relationships between black men and black women? That if we don't see healthy relationships between black men and black women on the screen, and we see healthy, so-called healthy relationships between black women and white men on the screen, what message does that say about black people? Or is there a message in that?
Yeah, I think that is a strong message, and you're absolutely right. I do think that we have to take into account generational differences because, I mean, I happen to be biracial, but I came along in the 60s when that was less common than it is now. Today, over 80% of high school students have dated someone of another race. So a lot of the producers who are coming up right now, they want to sort of just brush past the racism, at least in my interviews with them, and the problems, and just get right to the, oh, everything's fine. You know, we've all dated people of other races now, and everything's fine. You know, sort of ignoring the socioeconomic context of people of color's lives and all of these other factors.
And ignoring an opportunity to show healthy black relationships between black men and black women. I have to jump to something really quick, if you don't mind, because this is an issue that's on the front pages, or at least in a lot of the newspapers out there, this Survivor piece, where they have the black group, the people of African, all 20 of the Survivor contestants divided into racial groups, people of African descent, Asians, Hispanics, and people of European descent. I'd like to get both of your takes on that.
Well, my take on it, and I think it is, well, certainly it's a marketing ploy to get people. Survivor's been on quite a number of years at this point.
And their numbers are dropping.
Their numbers are dropping, so they need a way to reinvigorate people to watch it. I know my colleagues have been ranting on the Internet since it was announced. But, you know, ostensibly, even if you have some familiarity with Survivor, it won't last long. You know, this kind of racialized segregation will quickly dissipate as the groups reformulate. It's just a way to get people there. Is race, and what it does do, it shows us that race is still very much central to our psyche and consciousness, whether we try to kind of put it aside or ignore it, but it's very much at the point of our conscience that it could raise this kind of hot button so quickly. But I think more than anything, it's marketing, and it will get people to watch who have not, you know, gone back and seen this program in a long time. But will it sustain audience? We'll see how it kind of plays itself out.
Crystal, should it be done?
You know, I take the same perspective that it's reality television, so-called reality television, and that particular genre has stooped so low when you look at the Flavor Flav show and some in terms of representation of black women that I almost don't even want to give it any attention. It's really embarrassing, I think, that we produce this particular genre of reality shows. But, you know, that's my personal. I've also written about turning the TV off, even though I write about media, and that it's time for African Americans especially, who watch much more television than the general population, to just turn it off. Some of this is not even worth our attention.
1-877-920-WGNU. This is the wake up call. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. There is an email, revolution@lizbrown.com. The show is also archived at whiterosesociety.org. And we are streamed on the internet 24/7 at www.wgnu.net. Also, the show is iPodded at whiterosesociety.org. We'll be back. Stay with us. What is hospice care? Families turn to hospice care when facing the terminal illness of a loved one. The Point of Change Hospice provides an environment in which families can cope with the transition of their loved ones in the supportive, loving, and comfortable setting of their own home. Through pain management, emotional counseling and support, and compassionate health care, the Point of Change Hospice treats the patient as a whole person facing end-of-life issues. Point of Change offers physical, emotional, practical, and spiritual care for adults and children in the last phases of a terminal illness. Their program features home services, skilled hospice nursing, medical social services, occupational therapy, physical therapy, chaplain and counseling services, bereavement follow-up, physician-ordered services, and they also accept Medicare, Medicaid, and private health insurance. The Point of Change Hospice. Please give them a call. Their counselors are waiting to talk to you and hold your hand through these difficult times. The number is 535-4500. That's 535-4500. Point of Change Hospice. Caring for families, caring for our community, and caring for you.
This is your wake-up call. Global news up. Harare. Citizens of Zimbabwe swamped banks and currency exchange centers yesterday in order to exchange old banknotes by midnight. Zimbabwe adopted new currency today in an effort to bring its economy back on track after years of hyperinflation. The new currency is intended to prevent people from having to carry around a large mound of bills just to buy simple things. For instance, a loaf of bread under the old currency costs 200,000 Zimbabwe dollars. The price with the new currency will only be $220. Critics say just because President Robert Mugabe has taken three zeros off of the money does not mean he's fixed his economic problems, because he's still done nothing about the underlying causes of the 1,000% inflation rates. There are also concerns that people living in remote areas of the country may not have gotten word about the new money, and they could be hurt by the change unless the deadline is either extended or a tolerance is adopted for special circumstances. And Dateline Tehran. The nuclear reactor that Iran is using to further its nuclear technology program was provided by the United States during the 1960s. In addition, the U.S. also supplied the weapons-grade uranium necessary to operate that reactor. That fuel is still there.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has found no evidence that Iran is building a bomb, but it also says the country has a record of hiding some of its programs from its inspectors. The American reactor was provided to the regime of the former Shah of Iran to help ward off threats from the old Soviet Union. A serious accident took place at that reactor in 2001 and revealed very poor quality control that was going on. In 2004, one of the leading Iranian scientists told a conference in France that management of the facility had greatly improved. There was about 10 pounds of highly enriched uranium given to Iran when it got the reactor from the U.S. It has already been used in that reactor, but the spent fuel is still highly enriched and could be used as a bomb if it's combined with other materials. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Hey everybody, this is Scott Cooper. Stay tuned for my show, Floral Design Inside and Out, coming up next on WGNU.
Honey, everything's coming up roses.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
Another of those You Won't Want to Miss It programs coming up Wednesday on the Wake Up Call. Retired General Robert Gard is a senior fellow at the Center for Arms Control. He's no fan of the idea the Bush administration is throwing around about attacking Iran. He's also examined many of the ramifications of Iran's decision to continue with its nuclear program despite the threat of sanctions by the U.S. and U.N. Is more conflict imminent, or is there a way around this issue without bloodshed? Some cogent insights coming up Wednesday morning at 9 with Lieutenant General Robert Gard on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Talk to me while I'm listening now. For this love has a voice that we both can hear. Before you let it go, greatest love of won't you read?
Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. We are talking this morning, and I am also sharing the microphone with one of my interns, Natasha. Natasha, tell the folks who our guests are this morning.
Our guests are Dr. Beretta Smith-Shamade, and she is the author of Shaded Lives, African-American Women and Television. And also we have Dr. Crystal Brent Zook. She is the author of Color by Fox, and also she has another book that's newly released that she wanted to give us the title of also.
And Crystal, you're going to be you're going to have to leave us now. Crystal?
Hello?
Yes, Crystal, you have to leave us now.
Yes, I do. But my book is at my website, which is just my name, crystalbrentzook.com, and it's called Black Women's Lives, Stories of Power and Pain.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Take care. And I'd like to get back to you, Dr. Shamade. You have some questions for her, Natasha.
Well, I wanted to talk historically on the roles that African-American women have portrayed. Going back to 1950, the series Beulah, which starred Ethel Waters and then later on Louise Beavers, it was the first comedy to star a black performer. And Beulah was a hefty, full-figure maid to a white middle-class family. Over the years,
What do you think that has been the impact of the, and it kind of led to a series of other maid roles, mammy-type characters. What do you think has been the implications of this over the years of black women portraying these types of characters?
Right. I think, you know, Beulah and other programs like that, and, you know, even going back before Beulah, if you talk about filmic representations where you had African-American women serving in the capacity of maids, I think what it has done in some respects is place that particular role and that particular vision of black womanhood as something that is acceptable and appropriate. It's something people are comfortable with. They're accustomed to seeing it. The problem, I think, now, last week or a couple weeks ago, there was an article in the New York Times concerning the representation of hefty or large black women kind of making another play in contemporary television culture. So if you look at various commercials, one for an amusement park, one for some kind of cleaner.
Universal Studios, right.
Right. You have, again, big black women. And I guess what I would like us to be mindful of and thinking about is I think we're quick to say, oh, that's a mammy, but is it a mammy just by virtue of the woman being dark and large, or is there something consistent about the representation that is problematic that we need to think about and understand?
Given the fact, Doctor, that there are so few images of African women in commercials, when you look at the few ones that we have, if the overwhelming number of them appear to be this type of physical, this physical presentation of what black women are like, don't we have to draw a conclusion, or is it unreasonable to draw a conclusion from that? And when you add to that each one of these heavyset women all seem to have the same type of aggressive or shut your mouth type of behavior, do we then draw a conclusion about the type, the most prevalent type of presentation of a black woman?
I think we can definitively draw conclusions about the representation and what we're supposed to understand about the representation, that it is something that is naturalized and this is a part of black womanhood. How that representation goes and extrapolates itself to our real lives and how we live one another, it becomes the kind of more serious question for African Americans and people of color. We deal with different kinds of people, so we know that representation to be only one way that people can carry themselves or be presented in our daily lives. But for other people outside of these particular kind of ethnic groups, it does become the way in which people operate. And unless, and what I tell my students here in Arizona, which is, you know, clearly overwhelmingly white, that you're looking at something or you're reading in a magazine about someone does not give you insight or knowledge to them. This is only one aspect of this particular grouping of people, and you need to always keep that in mind when you encounter someone who looks like what you saw on the cleaning commercial.
Let me get to a couple of our callers here. TC, you have a question for our
guest? Yes, I have a question. When you ask the young ladies about the representation, what they're showing Caucasian males and black women, I think it's a sham, because we know that in reality the number of black men and Caucasian females. And so why don't you see that? And also, why don't you see the role that, and I haven't seen the movie and I don't want to see it, why didn't you see a Caucasian actor, well known, play the type of role that Halle Berry played in Monster Ball? And also, Sinan Lathan is one of my favorites, but I didn't like this last movie that she played in where she was dating the white guy. Well, I was just like, if they're going to show that, let's show the reality of the way it really is. And it's just the opposite of what they portray. Thank you all very much. And as always, young lady, you're outstanding.
Thanks for your call. Doctor, would you like to comment?
I think historically what we had seen in the past were a lot of, well, not a lot. We never saw a lot. But we did see more representations of black men with Caucasian women. If you think about Sidney Poitier in Who's Coming to Dinner? Look Who's Coming to Dinner?
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
And other kinds of representation, you were more apt to see that reflection, and I do agree with him that we probably have in the past seen, or what happens is that we see more black women, white women, just in our day-to-day lives. However, we know the world is shifting, the U.S. is shifting in terms of where people are finding spouses or mates, and I think television in some regards is reflecting that. Monsters Ball, I think, is such a hot issue with so many people and the role that Halle Berry played in why we don't... I think we do see Caucasian women playing that kind of role, but we see Caucasian women playing a whole bunch of different kind of roles, whether it's that role, whether it's, you know, whatever, an executive role. So we see the kind of range in which Caucasians exist in this country. The problem is we don't see the range for African-American women and men.
Let me get to one more caller. Ex-Peter.
You know, and we're starting to see... A signal that says that the only way that you can find happiness for a black woman is that she's with a white male. We see that in the social life, but I also would like to see more black males and black females participating in the economic issues on TV in your presentations and so forth, where it's only whites. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. And, Doctor, we're coming to the end of the show. Where can people get a copy of your book, and where can they find out more about you?
A copy of the book, most online providers will sell that at Amazon.com.
And give us the name of it again, please.
It is called Shaded Lives, African American Women in Television. And if I can, I hate to do a plug, but I also have a new book coming out, hopefully at the end of the year, on black entertainment television, the historical and cultural significance of it.
What was the working title of that?
The working title of the new book is Pimpin' Ain't Easy.
That's what I thought.
Selling black entertainment television.
That's what I thought. I'd love to have you come back when the book comes out.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Natasha? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to come to the end of the show today, and I will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever.